Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, final polling shows President Trump within the margin of error in Pennsylvania. Bernie Sanders says a Joe Biden campaign will be a radical leftist takeover. And Joe Biden's closing argument sounds something like gibberish pig Latin. That and so much more here on the Charlie Kirk Show. Please go vote. Get your friends to do the same. Get to the polls. Do it proudly. Do it loudly. And email us, freedom@charliekirk.com, pictures of you voting and your friends doing that. Post them on social media. We have to win, everybody. This is in striking distance. We need massive turnout, the largest turnout the country has ever seen in the history of this republic. We turn out, we win. It's that simple. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
This is the most important election of our lifetime. Our values, our security, and our future are on the ballot. Every American deserves to have their voice heard and their vote counted. So visit yourvote2020.org to find your polling location. Get to the polls, cast your ballot. Visit yourvote2020.org because your voice, your values, your vote have never been more important. Paid for by America First Policies, Inc.
We've been crisscrossing the country. We were in Florida. We've been in North Carolina, Texas, Arizona, Wisconsin, Maine, Minnesota, Colorado. We've been all across the country. Especially in the last week, I started to see a paradigm shift. We started to see data come in through early voting numbers, the final voter registration numbers. We started to see our crowds explode in size. And last week on Friday, when we finished off the week of the Charlie Kirk Show, I predicted that over the weekend, you were going to see some of this data materialize in the late polling. Remember, polling is a lagging indicator. It's not a leading indicator. Polling only shows a snapshot of time, but it takes days to tabulate these polls. You're only talking to maybe 800 to 1,000 people. And things can be changing very rapidly. For example, about a week and a half ago, a poll came out that showed that 8% of voters were still undecided. 8%. That is a massive number considering how polarized people believe our country is. And if you are still undecided about President Trump today, you are waiting for a reason to vote for President Trump. So I had a phone call with a friend of mine who is very involved in politics, and he runs a lot of national campaigns. I consider him to be a data savant. We were chatting on Saturday afternoon around 3 or 4 Wisconsin time, Central time, and we were saying, where is the polling that is reflecting what we're seeing in the early voting data, in the crowds, in the conversations? And we both said, remember back in 2016, when the Des Moines Register poll came out? I said, yeah, of course I remember that. He said, well, it's supposed to come out in a couple hours. Let's see what it says. Now, back in 2016, I was traveling the country with Donald Trump Jr. on my personal time, the weekend before the Tuesday shock election. We were in Michigan. We were in Wisconsin. We were all across the country. And I remember being with Don, and we saw this Des Moines Register poll come through that showed Donald Trump up 7 points. And I said, Don, if this ends up being correct, we're going to win the Midwest and we could win this election. The Des Moines Register poll was the canary in the coal mine for the rural Democrats that were realizing quickly they were losing not just rural voters, but also independent voters. So late on Saturday evening, after we got done campaigning in Wisconsin, the Des Moines Register poll came out. I must have had at least 15 people text it to me in less than an hour. And the Des Moines Register poll, which is considered to be the gold standard of polls, it's just the state poll, just in Iowa. It is always done the Saturday evening before the Tuesday election. It runs in the Sunday episode of the Des Moines Register. Had President Donald Trump up 7 points against Joe Biden. Identical to 2016. In September, this Iowa poll showed Donald Trump and Joe Biden tied 47-47. The poll of 814 likely Iowa voters was conducted by Seltzer and Company of Des Moines. It is an Iowa-based polling company. They know how to poll the state of Iowa. The most alarming number, though, is Joe Biden's 41%. Donald Trump at 48%, Joe Biden at 41%. 3% of voters say that they're supporting somebody else. 2% of voters said they were undecided. And 5% of voters said they don't want to tell or they don't want to reveal who they're voting for, which is code for Trump. The headline is Donald Trump takes over lead in Iowa as Joe Biden fades. None of this is good news for Joe Biden. They were tied in September, 47% to 47%, the same poll, the same sample size, 1 month, 7 points, where Joe Biden goes down to 41, Donald Trump goes up to 48. What changed? Well, first of all, we learned that the Biden family is currently under federal investigation. Well, Hunter Biden is, and probably his father. We had a 33.1% GDP number on Friday. And also President Donald Trump successfully recovered from the Chinese coronavirus, and he has been campaigning like a madman. No one in the history of American politics has ever seen this kind of ambitious campaign schedule ever. President Donald Trump is drawing 20 to 30,000 people per rally, per stop. He's in Fayetteville, North Carolina. He will be in Michigan twice today, Wisconsin and Scranton, Pennsylvania. Yesterday, he was in Rome, Georgia, Opa-locka, Florida. He was in North Carolina. He was in Michigan. And I think he might have stopped in Wisconsin as well. It's hard to keep track. He has been crisscrossing the country, drawing massive crowds and massive enthusiasm. And his message, his closing argument, has been phenomenal. The Joe Biden closing argument has been the same old man, old angry man screaming at clouds using pig Latin argument that he's been saying the last couple of weeks, where he just says, everything is awful. We're headed for a dark winter. Trump is the worst thing ever. And give us power because we're really angry about it. That's basically the closing argument for Joe Biden. If I was running the Biden campaign, which I never would, I would have suggested, why weren't they more positive and big and bold about what America could be? It's because a very substantial part of the Democrat base doesn't want America to be successful, big, or bold. They want America to be deconstructed. They want the parts to be taken out. They want redistribution. So this idea of a return to American exceptionalism is something that Joe Biden simply cannot communicate without turning off a major part of the Democrat base. And now you're seeing, as Ernest Hemingway would say, this happened gradually, then suddenly. I've been waiting for this type of a poll for weeks, because we started to see this in our travels. We started to see this in the work we were doing at Turning Point Action, where normal people that were never involved in politics would show up and they'd say, I feel like I'm losing my country. What can I do? The activist media completely misses what Donald Trump represents and stands for. They think it's a cult of personality. It's not. For some of his followers, they do enjoy the entertainment value of President Trump. He represents something they can connect to, but it's a lot more sophisticated than that. I wrote an entire book about this, The MAGA Doctrine, where President Donald Trump is a singular vessel for all of the combined betrayals, lies, unkept promises, poorly crafted trade deals, foolish immigration policies, corporate pandering. He's a retaliation to all of it. And he's also, he's a window into America's future back to strength, prosperity, exceptionalism. And in America, that truly is the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. And people are starting to get it very quickly. And what happened on Friday is all of a sudden that 8 to 10% of people that were undecided really started to pay attention to President Donald Trump's rallies. The president has been on message spot on 10 out of 10. He said, I'm going to open up the country safely. Joe Biden's going to lock it down. Biden will bring a depression and raise your taxes. I won't. I will protect your Second Amendment. I have put on the court Amy Coney Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch. Look, this holiday season, more people will be mailing stuff than ever before. They're mailing things all over the place. That means the post office is going to be busy. It's going to be a circus. You don't have time for that. Stamps.com brings the post office right to your computer. Mail and ship anything from the convenience of your home or office. With Stamps.com, anything you can do at the post office, you can do in just a few clicks. Plus, Stamps.com saves you money with deep discounts that you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Post Office and the UPS right to your computer. Stamps.com is a must-have for business. Whether you're a small office and sending out invoices or an online seller fulfilling orders, go to stamps.com. It's stamps.com. You get 5 cents off every first class stamp and 40% off priority mail and 62% off UPS shipping rates. There's no risk with my promo code KIRK, K-I-R-K. You get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus postage and digital scale. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in KIRK. That's stamps.com. Enter KIRK. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Joe Biden got a shock poll this weekend showing that he has plummeted to 41% in Iowa, despite visiting the state of Iowa recently, spending tens of millions of dollars, and also having a competitive Senate race against incumbent Senator Joni Ernst. It is becoming more and more clear that Senator Joni Ernst will most likely win the Senate seat. The Des Moines Register poll says Trump wins back independence, Biden loses ground with women. Isn't that the opposite of what the activist media has been telling us? Here's one of the biggest lies about politics. That the way things are a week out of the election is the way that they will stay. Stop looking at things monolithically. One of the most incredible and admirable traits of President Trump is how he views everything as a potential to improve. Iowa was conjectured by Nate Silver and the professional pollsters, who are still predicting a Biden landslide, by the way. They're still saying that Joe Biden is going to win in a landslide. I take great exception with that prediction. That Iowa was a blue state. It's going to vote for a Democrat senator. It's kind of a waste of time to even think otherwise. Now we have data to show the exact opposite. And last evening, we have now seen an ABC News Washington Post poll that Donald Trump is up 2 in the critical state of Florida. President Trump is up in North Carolina. And in a shocking turn of events, Joe Biden, who had an average lead in the Real Clear Politics average poll in battleground states of about 5 to 6 points, it has now plummeted to 2.9 points on the eve of the election. President Donald Trump has regained the polling average in North Carolina, Arizona, and Florida. And in 2016, President Donald Trump overperformed the battleground averages in certain states by 6 points and others by 3 to 4 points. So what does all this mean going into the day before the election? Well, we're learning a lot as early voting data is coming in. For example, in the state of Florida, Democrats vastly underperformed in the state of Florida. I rarely make predictions this confidently, but I can say with almost 95% certainty that President Donald Trump will win the state of Florida. I will be stunned if President Trump does not win Florida. And I'm looking at the same data that all the professional pundits and prognosticators are looking at. And I went to Nate Silver's blog this morning, and he says Joe Biden has Florida completely and totally signed, sealed, and delivered. The fact that Nate Silver is saying that while I'm also looking at the same data that he has just goes to show that I'm invalidating any other predictions that Larry Sabadell or any of these professionals are giving out. They know nothing more than an average person looking at this data. For example, Miami-Dade County, where President Donald Trump drew 30,000 people last evening, is underperforming with early voting so significantly from 2016, it is going to take a Democrat surge on Election Day to compensate for this. The 2020 to 2016 early vote gap is a 4.7% advantage Trump, 47,941 votes. In the state of Florida, Democrats lead early voting, in-person early voting, and vote by mail, Republican versus Democrat, not including non-party affiliates, which is NPAs, by 104,000 votes. And now Gulf and Bay counties are allowed to continue to vote today in the panhandle. By comparison, in 2016, President Trump won the state by 113,000 votes, and Hillary Clinton led early voting by 96,000 votes. Talking to congressmen and my friends in Florida, they anticipated being down 275 to 300,000 early votes in Florida, and being down 100,000 with the panhandle still allowing one extra day for early voting is an ideal scenario. Republicans will win same-day voting in Florida by 350 to 400,000 votes, and non-party affiliates, independents in Florida, are trending slightly to President Trump's direction. It is becoming almost insurmountable for the Democrats to make up this gap in Florida. 2020-2016 in-person early voting in Florida in Miami-Dade County, 14.6% advantage Trump, 75,000 more votes. General election, Trump versus Biden versus Jorgensen versus Hawkins in a national poll. Again, I don't like national polls, but they can be somewhat instructive to see if there's a trend that we might be missing. 1 week ago, USA Today Suffolk poll had Biden up 7. JTN RMG Research had Biden up 7. 1 week ago had CNBC Biden up 10. New York Times Siena Biden up 9. Just out now, International Business Times Biden up 3. His national polling lead cut nearly in half in just the last couple of days. This is reflective of the collapsing of polling that we are seeing for Joe Biden all across the country. And that is exactly the type of movement that President Trump needs to bring this thing home. The Democrat advantage for in-person early voting in Miami-Dade County is just 403 votes. In 2016, Democrats had a 70,000 vote advantage in Miami-Dade County. Now, this points to lagging turnout in the Hispanic areas, and also that President Trump is doing better with Hispanics. He is doing phenomenally well with Latino voters. Let's play cut one. I'm going to tell you exactly why President Donald Trump is doing so well with Hispanic voters. Let's play cut one.
If Joe Biden wins, should another lockdown be on the table?
Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that, because we will see swift action coordinating with and supporting public health authorities, telling us what we can do as citizens without requiring any kind of mandates. But everything has to be on the table in order to keep Americans safe.
Do you see how Pete Buttigieg thinks he's just smarter than you? He uses bigger words than typical politicians. What specifically would Joe Biden do differently except lock down the country? Coordinating and swift action? It sounds good. It makes you feel good. What does that actually mean? Pete Buttigieg thinks he's smarter than you. Let's play that tape again. Listen very carefully and try to make sense of exactly what Joe Biden would do except shutting the country down. Play it again.
If Joe Biden wins, should another lockdown be on the table?
Well, hopefully it doesn't come to that, because we will see swift action coordinating with and supporting public health authorities, telling us what we can do as citizens without requiring any kind of mandates. But everything has to be on the table in order to keep Americans safe.
Everything has to be on the table. So he uses nice, probably poll tested words, coordinating a swift response, supporting local public health officials. And how exactly did President Trump not do that? But this is exactly why Hispanic voters are coming to President Trump in record numbers. In fact, it's so dramatic, it's so quick, and it's so sudden. This could deliver the White House for President Donald Trump in record fashion. Hispanic and Latino voters are traditionally taken for granted, just like the Black community, by Democrat leaders and politicians. Susan Crabtree from Real Clear Politics says, can Latinos boost Trump's chances in Florida? Quote, Democrats didn't anticipate a late surge in Latino voters for President Trump in Florida, and it's giving them nightmares. Matt Isbell, a Florida-based Democrat data analyst, said, I have trouble sleeping last night. It is stressing me out. Perfect. We've been having trouble sleeping the last couple months because we thought you guys might get near power. Now you guys are having trouble sleeping. When you threaten to shut down the country to a community that owns businesses, understands the value of family, wants open schools, and is appreciative for the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world, a shutdown message to the Latino community is the exact opposite of what they want to hear. I was in Miami, Florida a couple of days ago. I spoke to a packed house of Hispanic, Cuban Republicans through Turning Point Action. And a couple of the Hispanic organizers came up to me. They said, President Donald Trump is winning Hispanic voters because he's more exciting. He's more energizing. And he speaks to the heart and then to the head. And what these Hispanic organizers were telling me is this is why they loved Barack Obama so much, is that he gave them hope. He gave them excitement that Latino and Hispanic voters, they want the candidate that has the big rallies, the loud music. Again, I'm just relaying exactly what they said. And they said, in order to win the Hispanic community, you have to show them that you care. You have to show them that you have massive support, and you can win massive amount of Hispanic and Latino voters because of that. Let's play cut four. Trump on how Biden's cruel lockdown would be devastating for Florida's tourist industry. Phenomenal closing argument. Play cut four.
Biden's cruel lockdown would be especially devastating for Florida's tourism and hospitality workers, for the services industry, and for millions of Latinos in Florida, Arizona, Nevada, and all across the country. If you want a vaccine to kill the virus, a job to support your family, and freedom to live your life, then you have no choice but to cast your vote for a person named President Trump.
In a stunning turn of events, the media's fear-mongering around the virus is now not benefiting their narrative. Because now that we have seen hospitalization and death rates go down, cases are up, but cases are completely and totally irrelevant to actually getting an understanding of the virus. Most cases are asymptomatic. Most people don't even know they have it. Most people will survive it with nothing more than symptoms that are mildly annoying. It's a very real virus for people in a certain demographic with certain underlying health conditions of a certain age group. However, the vast majority of people that will be voting tomorrow want their country reopened quickly and swiftly. And so then President Trump rightly plays into the other concerns that people have outside of the virus. You see, the Democrats 90 days ago, they probably had a meeting and they thought that the virus would be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 issue of every voter. And that will be a referendum on the president's handling of the virus. Even though his handling has been fine, they're going to try to politically exploit all the pain. But now that we're heading into November and people are realizing that savings are drying up, that jobs are not opening as quickly as they want to with these draconian Democrat lockdowns, the candidate who's talking about opening up the country, crushing the virus correctly, trusting the science, not just the political scientists like Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's a fool, that message resonates at a fundamental level with the muscular class. And Victor Davis Hanson pinpointed this perfectly a couple weeks ago, where he saw that the people who work with their hands are going to be the people that reelect President Trump, because they're the ones that are actually seeing the hours cut back. They're the ones that are seeing the job openings no longer being posted. They're the ones that are not getting the callbacks from employers. They're the ones that actually have to do the grunt work, while the Zoom and Skype class, the upper middle class white liberals, they have the luxury of being able to have Amazon products delivered to their home. They have the luxury of being able to call the shots with plenty of money in the bank, plenty of savings, and plenty of institutional capital that gives them an advantage to tell other people to sit down and shut up and let's go give people like Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden power. Hispanic and Latino voters comprise most of the American middle class and the working class. Republicans have always failed to message the Latino and Hispanic voters. And amazingly, the president has not changed one position on immigration, and yet he's winning a massive amount of Hispanic and Latino voters. And I think it's going to be even greater on Tuesday than people realize. How's that possible? It's also because the Latino and the Hispanic communities, they're communities of faith, they're Catholic communities, they're pro-life, and they actually have deep appreciation and respect for this new country that some of them are in. It might be first generation, second generation. And when they hear the narratives of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and BLM Incorporated about how awful this country is, many of the immigrants that have come here legally from Venezuela or Argentina, Nicaragua, Guatemala, El Salvador, they're kind of like, wait a second, you don't know bad. You think this country's bad? We kind of love this place. And this kind of goes to a theory that we had a couple months ago, that the Democrats were going to take certain constituencies for granted, and it might just all intersect at a pressure point that will hurt them politically. And it is. You look at these Miami-Dade County numbers, they are devastating for Joe Biden's Florida chances. And yet the political pundits and prognosticators say, well, what about the polls? Well, you have to change the polling inputs to actually reflect what the turnout is going to look like on election day. Now that we see that the early voting base in Miami-Dade County has basically evaporated, where they are down 14% in in-person early voting, and they're down 4% in vote-by-mail voting in Miami-Dade County, the Democrat stronghold, and the Democrat advantage is only 403 votes for in-person early voting, and Hispanics and Latinos comprised a vast number. I don't want to say majority, but I was told it was a significant amount of the rally attendees last evening. And you have Joe Biden and Kamala Harris that are talking about post-birth abortion and anti-Catholic values and shutting down the country again. Don't be stunned when all of a sudden the hard-working backbone of our country starts to retaliate. And this just goes to show someone's going to be very wrong and very right on Wednesday. TheHill.com just said that Democrats are riding a blue wave that have them positioned to sweep back the Senate majority and the White House on Tuesday. It's hard for me to comprehend what data they're looking at. It's either one of two things. They are so incredibly cocky, and they are just self-reinforcing their own Twitter feeds, that they have believed no matter what, they're going to get in power because of how much I hate Trump. Or they refuse to actually look at what's happening in real time. Let me say this again. The polling becomes less and less relevant the more we actually see early voting data, turnout, and what is needed for a certain candidate to win. For example, according to a CBS poll, a lag in early voting is awful news for Democrats. So they did worse with early voting. But how about people that have say they plan to vote on election day? According to CBS, which then you can add probably 10 points to this number, 69% of people that say they are going to vote on election day, 69% say they're going to vote for President Donald Trump. And that number is increasing by the hour. The more rallies President Trump does, the more visible he is, and the more he repeats the argument that I'm going to reopen the country and Biden will close the country, that number will only increase. President Donald Trump is now within the margin of error in Pennsylvania. The last four polls, 3 out of 4, show President Donald Trump leading in the critical battleground state of Pennsylvania. The Real Clear Politics average has Joe Biden by 2.9 points of a blend of the last polls. The Susquehanna poll has Donald Trump up 1 point in Pennsylvania. The Trafalgar Group has Donald Trump up 2 points in Pennsylvania. And Insider Advantage has Donald Trump up 2 points in Pennsylvania. Most of this is led by a surge by Donald Trump, but also a plummeting number for Joe Biden. Joe Biden has to have record turnout in urban areas and absolutely win the suburbs in convincing fashion. Philadelphia is not showing up in big numbers, and President Donald Trump is actually showing a record amount of support from Black voters and Hispanic voters. I'm going to be really direct with you guys. If your cellular plan is with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're just paying too much. You are paying too much for the exact same coverage.
Look at your cell phone bill, where it shows data usage. The average person who switches to PureTalk is using less than 4 gigs of data a month. But the big carriers are charging you for unlimited data. It's like paying for an entire row on an airplane, but you only need one seat. That's how PureTalk saves the average person $400 a year on their wireless service. Unlimited text, talk, and 2 gigs of data, all for just $20 a month. And if you go over on data usage, they don't charge you for it. Folks, switching to PureTalk is the easiest decision you'll make today. Grab your mobile phone, dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk. PureTalk, simply smarter wireless.
And a lot of these professional pundits and prognosticators, they could be right, but it would be against every single leading trend that I am sharing with you. Every single one of them. And a recent Susquehanna poll shows Donald Trump up 1 point in the critical battleground state of Florida. You couple that with Miami-Dade County not showing up and the Republican strongholds punching above their weight, I believe that President Donald Trump will secure victory in the great state of Florida. In the critical battleground state of Ohio, 2 polls show Donald Trump up 5 points in Ohio, the Trafalgar Group, and 4 points by Rasmussen. Ohio has always kind of been a given for President Trump. It is one of his strongest states, rural, industrial, manufacturing, fracking in Southeast Ohio. And a new poll out of Georgia, 3 new polls out of Georgia, WSB-TV, Landmark show Donald Trump up 1, Emerson, Donald Trump up 1, Insider Advantage, Donald Trump up 2, and President Donald Trump drew 30,000 people in Rome, Georgia yesterday. So again, I'm actually not going to say that all of this will necessarily materialize in President Trump's victory. There could be massive voter fraud, and there could be a hidden Biden vote that pollsters are missing. I think that we must always have humility. We must always entertain the possibility that things could not go our way. Always. However, the blustering bloviators on television that are so incredibly convinced that Donald Trump will lose, tell me one of two things. Number one, they want these polls to show a big gap. So if Trump wins, they can invalidate it and say he cheated, he stole, it was disinformation or foreign interference, which would just sow the seeds of chaos in our country. Or number two, they look at these polls as tactics and their narratives as tactics to try and impact human behavior, to try and not have you show up tomorrow. For every single human being watching this, you must show up tomorrow. You must empty your phone and peer-to-peer text message everyone in your phone right now to go vote for President Donald Trump and Republicans up and down the ballot. It's filling in a couple bubbles, everybody, with R's next to them and then going home. We're not asking you to go storm Normandy Beach. It's pretty simple. You show up tomorrow if you haven't voted. You fill in a bunch of bubbles that have R's next to them, and that's it. You take out your phone and peer-to-peer text message every single person. It's happening, everybody. The tide is breaking. The Democrat strongholds are deteriorating quickly. No matter how many articles that they try to publish that Donald Trump is in trouble, remember, these elections can turn on a dime. They can turn suddenly. We're just talking about 80, 100, 120,000 people that collectively have to change their vote, their mind in the right direction. My message is do not be a spectator. Do something about it. Drag those friends to the polls. Empty your entire phone. Post on social media relentlessly for the president. We can do this, everybody. I'm looking at the numbers. We are going to keep on walking through the numbers. We are within striking distance. We could not have dreamed a month ago to be doing this well in early voting, and this well with voter registration, and this well with polling. President Donald Trump is in the margin of error or leading in every single state that he needs to win the White House. That's right. Nate Silver won't tell you that. Larry Sabato won't tell you that. It's right in front of our eyes. And they're not giving you those numbers because they want Trump voters to say, oh, what's the point? He's going to lose. They're going to rig it. Wrong. This is the last mechanism that we have in a free society to check against corporate tyranny, cultural tyranny, and leftist domination of all of our institutions. President Donald Trump is closing strong. His arguments have been terrific. Meanwhile, Joe Biden, we're getting the tape on that. Let's play tape of Joe Biden making his closing argument. Play tape.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true and international effort to pressure.
That is Joe Biden's closing argument. Let's play cut 5. Tucker Carlson covering Joe Biden's support for a new policy. Cut five.
At a rally in Michigan on Saturday, Biden muddied the waters for the very first time. He announced his support for something called Bhattacharya. In fact, he said it's a fundamental human right.
Brock and I think it's a right for people to have bad health care.
Got that? It's a right for people to have bad health care.
Joe Biden's, he's the flashlight when you're in the dark woods, and it's going out, everybody. I don't know if he's going to make it. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump literally is doing six rallies a day, and he could not be more on message. Play cut two, President Donald Trump in Michigan. Play cut two.
People cannot stand the censorship from the media and big tech either. It's one of the reasons we're doing well, because they understand, they no longer feel they're getting the truth from the media. It's a big factor. They've lost confidence in the media. They have no confidence in big tech. And they're tired, very tired of cancel culture. They're tired of being told what to think and what to do.
President Donald Trump is the ambassador, is the representative of free speech. President Donald Trump is actually fighting more for the ideas that people on the liberal left think they believe in than any other candidate. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is still under active federal investigation from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as is his associates, which could be Joe Biden. And President Donald Trump is surging in every single publicly available poll. So we've cut 23, where Bernie Sanders makes it clear who's going to be in charge. Let's play cut 23.
So our first task, we've made it clear to everybody, it's no great secret. Our first task, we got to defeat the worst president in the modern history of this country. And number two, we organize our people to make sure that Biden becomes the most progressive president since FDR.
Most progressive president since FDR. That's who will be in charge. Good luck winning swing voters in Pennsylvania with that, as he is on a Zoom call with the author of the Green New Deal and Lady Gaga, who is campaigning in Pennsylvania. She's an artist against fracking. Do you hear that, Pennsylvania? Joe Biden said he's going to get rid of fracking. Lady Gaga, who's campaigning with him, says that they'll get rid of fracking. Kamala Harris authored the Green New Deal. They will destroy oil and gas. Do you hear that, Oil City, Pennsylvania? And yes, there is an Oil City, Pennsylvania. I've been there before. It's beautiful country. Oil City, Pennsylvania is in the northwest part of the state, right near Franklin and Cooperstown, Pennsylvania. And those towns, they will be destroyed if Joe Biden gets elected as president. And Joe Biden would shut down the country again, just like Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron. Cut 22 is Stacey Abrams, who still thinks she's governor of Georgia, saying that voter suppression is the only weapon of Republicans. Play cut 22.
A favor over the next few hours until the polls close on Tuesday night. I need you to do two things. Number one, don't panic. Say, don't panic. They are about to turn up the mess. We know that intimidation is on their ballot. We know that suppression is their only weapon. But we know who we are and whose we are, and we are Georgia, and we will win.
She is awful. And she is one of my least favorite politicians. She's a pathological liar. She's never won anything of significance. I think she was a state legislator. She gets written up in the Washington Post as if she's some sort of superhero. Suppression is their only weapon. Over 100 million people have voted early in this country. How exactly is suppression their weapon? If President Trump wins, he will win with the highest voter turnout in American history, most likely. How exactly is that undemocratic, or suppression is their only weapon? Stacey Abrams just continues to recite this because they're trying to lay the groundwork for what happens if President Trump wins. Did you listen carefully to what Stacey Abrams said? Don't panic. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there some panicking happening in Democrat circles? Stacey Abrams, don't panic. Repeat after me. Don't panic. I think you need to hear that more than they do, Stacey Abrams, because you should be panicking. You should be panicking in every single state that matters. President Donald Trump is doing better than he was in 2016 with more voters showing up in support of him, bigger crowds, more enthusiasm, more consolidated support, more unified message with a candidate who literally is not campaigning. Remember, Hillary Clinton ended Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, her campaign in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with Barack Obama, and 75,000 people showed up in support of her campaign. It was legitimate, and it was pretty overwhelming. Joe Biden will draw maybe a couple hundred people that honk their horns at him today relentlessly. My call to action, everybody, take out your phone and peer-to-peer text message. Text all of your friends right now while you're supporting Trump. Make one social media post today while you're doing that. Get your friends to the polls. We have a country to save. We are so close, everybody. We've been working at this now for so long. We can win this. President Donald Trump has done so much for our country. It's now time that we have his back. We have to win this thing. Let's rise up in record numbers and take our country back. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. Get your friends to the polls. Take out your phone and peer-to-peer text message all of your friends. The election's in your hands. The election's in our hands. If we win, the country's saved. If we lose, we got a problem. Let's choose wisely, everybody. God bless you. Speak to you soon.
This is the most important election of our lifetime. Our values, our security, and our future are on the ballot. Every American deserves to have their voice heard and their vote counted. So visit yourvote2020.org to find your polling location. Get to the polls, cast your ballot. Visit yourvote2020.org because your voice, your values, your vote have never been more important. Paid for by America First Policies, Inc.